The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ants, mice, rats, ladybirds, and seagulls in abundance. Is this a lovely seaside glade that we are discussing? No, it's Leinster House. And for more on this, I'm joined by Dara McDonough, the freelance journalist who broke this story. The halls are alive, Dara, with things crawling around them in Leinster
they
House.
They seem to be, Ciara, yeah. I suppose bear in mind that Leinster House is nearly 300 years old, so it's not surprising that the odd creepy crawly finds its way into the building. A cynic might even say that some of them were elected. But it's for that reason that the House of the Oireachtas Service have a contract with a firm of pest controllers who they tend to keep on their toes.
And things like mice spotting scurrying along skirtings, mice in the canteen, an infestation of ladybirds. I didn't even know you could be infested with ladybirds, to be honest. Is this all down to age, or is this some of it down to poor maintenance, or do we know?
I suppose we don't know really, Ciara, but what we do know is that it's an ongoing issue. I suppose mice and rats have a track record of showing up at inopportune times and in inopportune places in Leinster House. Going back a few years, the Dáil Bar had to shut after a big fat rat was spotted in the Dáil Bar. Apparently, there was a nest of the creatures behind a kickboard.
I think they say where there's one, there's always many.
Absolutely. And these little fat fellas, they were particularly plump because they were stealing chocolate bars and dragging them behind the kickboard. But and I also recall that a dead rat was once found in the office of Senator Michael McDougall, although for the avoidance of doubt and legal proceedings, I hasten to add that there's no suggestion that he had anything to do with its demise. But in the latest instance, yes, mice were spotted scurrying along a skirting board at lunchtime in a canteen last July, which horrified staffers.
I can imagine. Pointed out, is there any argument for them getting a cat? I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, it could be like Sir Humphrey in yes. 10 Downing Street, I suppose. That is something that I would love to see, but no suggestion that I know of.
I believe you also found in the Freedom of Information that they were considering getting drones over the courtyard to keep the seagulls away.
Yeah. Now, look, it wasn't deploying drones, sort of going to aerial warfare with the seagulls, but there was mention of doing a survey using drones to have a look at what was going on at the rooftop where they thought that there was an infestation of seagulls. But I suppose sense prevailed and a senior official decided on a cost basis that it really wasn't justified. And they noted that Fingal County Council had previously spent something like €13,000 on a similar drone survey. So in the end, that episode seems to have concluded with a more sensible option of just erecting a sign advising people to stop feeding seagulls.
I have to say, when I was reading the article earlier and I said that they decided instead to erect a sign, my first thought was, but sure, the seagulls can't read. But I realise now, is that why the seagulls are there? That people are stupid enough to feed them? Who would feed a seagull? They're some of them are the size of dogs.
I know, that tends to be the way, though. I have seen that in other public properties and public areas, that people love to feed birds. Yeah, they feel very generous, even though they're not doing the environment much good by attracting them. And I suppose they're not doing the seagulls much good by the type of food that they're likely to be feeding them.
They have trouble with ants as well, it would appear.
They do. A Labour TD, Duncan Smith, complained at one stage last summer, I think, that he was having to combat an influx of ants in his office following some construction works nearby. He and his staff tried to figure out how they were getting in, but couldn't get to the bottom of it. And in the end, pest controllers had to come in with a special insecticidal gel, which was pasted around the place to address the problem.
I've had issues with ants in my own house. It's very unpleasant indeed. But it would seem, from what you have gleaned, that Leinster House is heaving with wildlife.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're like David Attenborough here. But yes, it is a little bit.
Yeah. I was particularly amused by the problem, inverted commas, with ladybirds.
I mean,
ladybirds, when you think about them, are cute little insects. But we often have a misconception about civil servants, Ciara, that they're slow to take action and they're hamstrung by red tape. But there was one staffer who really got things done in the records that were released under the Freedom of Information Act. She didn't need pest controllers. She armed herself with a Hoover before taking on the invading army of ladybirds in Leinster House herself, sucking them all up. So I'm kind of imagining her looking like something out of Ghostbusters with a Hoover on her back.
I found it very impressive that apparently they were an influx of Harlequin ladybirds, and they said that they aren't pests as such, but they are invasive, so we need to clear them out to save our native ladybird population. How do people know these things?
I don't know. It's quite impressive, although there seems to be something slightly xenophobic about sort of discriminating against certain types of ladybirds just because they have a different number of spots.
Harmless little things. Look, thank you for joining us on that. We were vastly amused to read about it earlier. Thank you so much to Dara McDonough there, who is a freelance journalist who had that story about the wildlife in Leinster House.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4:00. On News Talk, conversation that counts.